On Friday's Page One, a major study showed giving heavy smokers CT scans can detect lung cancer early enough to lower their risk of death. The new House Republican leadership had barely finished celebrating when the Tea Party came calling. And another delay for the most expensive Broadway musical ever. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says a major study showed giving heavy smokers annual CT scans rather than X-rays can reduce deaths from lung cancer. The clinical trial from the National Cancer Institute is the first clear evidence that a screening test may help fight the nation's number one cancer killer. Lung cancer claims about 160,000 lives a year. Times reporter Gardner Harris explains what the study means.
The results that were released are very preliminary results. There is going to be a lot of statistical work done over the next few months as researchers look through the various subgroups of these 53,000 patients who were followed to determine exactly who did benefit, what kind of patients, how much smoking they had done, what age they were. But from the very preliminary data, it looks like if you're 55 to 74 and you have been a heavy smoker, you've got at least 30 pack years behind you, which means that you smoke a pack of cigarette a day for 30 years, or you smoke 5 packs a day for, 6 years. If you have had that sort of history, then having an annual CT screen might very well save your life.
Times reporter Gardner Harris. Friday's Page One says the world thinks of Bushmen in Botswana's central Kalahari as hunter-gatherers, maybe a living link to humankind's collective beginnings. But they're caught up in a tug of war over their fate. Since the 1980s, Botswana has pushed the Bushmen to leave the game reserve where they live. Most are now in resettlement areas. They've gone from being some of the most self-sufficient people on Earth to living off handouts. In Washington, policy analysts say it's not clear how fast Republicans can have an effect on economic problems. Times reporter Jackie Kalm says they're preparing to take power in the House with few specifics on how they'd translate their policy goals into reality. The new House Republican leadership has already heard from the Tea Party. Representative Michelle Bachmann announced she wants to run for the number 4 position among House Republicans. She says she's a constitutional conservative, and that's something incoming House Speaker John Boehner needs. Times reporter Carl Hull says she won't win, but Boehner will have to decide how to handle Tea Partiers who want an all-out attack on the Obama administration. The technology behind so-called long-distance learning is finding its way onto traditional campuses. At the University of Florida, students are earning 12% of their credit hours online this semester. That may sound like good news for undergraduates. They don't have to change out of pajamas to attend online classes. But online learning does raise questions that go to the core of a college's mission. Among them, how much of a student's education and growth depends on face-to-face contact with instructors and other students. Spider-Man has been delayed again. This is the $60 million musical that's going to be the most technically complicated Broadway show in history and also the most expensive. The producers say it needs more work. They're putting off previews and rescheduling opening night for early January instead of December 21st. Director Julie Taymor is still experimenting with stunts and special effects. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, three airlines grounded their Airbus A380 Super Jumbo jets. This came after an engine on a Qantas plane blew apart shortly after takeoff from Singapore. The plane spent 90 minutes circling before it made an emergency landing. Later, Qantas canceled flights on its other A380s, so did Singapore Airlines and Lufthansa. Myanmar is holding elections for parliament on Sunday. They're the first since the military lost in a landslide in 1990 and threw out the results. This time around, many residents of what used to be Burma are dismissing the elections as a sham. Sparky Anderson was the first baseball manager to win the World Series in the National League and the American League. He managed the Cincinnati Reds in the NL when they won in the 1970s and the Detroit Tigers in the AL when they won in 1984. In those days, fans called him Captain Hook for pulling starting pitchers at the first sign of trouble. Of course, that's now the accepted strategy. Sparky Anderson died on Thursday. He was 76. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.